Now, your email. Yesterday, we reported on the cancellation of hundreds of American Airlines flights by the FAA. The industry isn't happy.
There isn't an airplane flying that was designed for $100 a barrel oil. So they've got to work on getting revenues up and costs down. And this FAA stunt does just the opposite.
That's aviation consultant Mike Boyd. What a blind spot in your coverage, writes Eric Mattis of Chula Vista, California. NPR makes it sound like the big bad FAA is picking on American, instead of American failing to do their job and getting caught. Gabe Ramirez of Los Angeles asks, why is it that American Airlines always manages to find itself in crisis mode? The FAA should not shoulder the blame for insisting that Americans' old fleet be fit for service. And finally, we received a number of messages about my interview with former Navy lawyer Matthew Diaz. In 2005, Diaz leaked the names of prisoners being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He was sent to the brig for 6 months, but says he now lives comfortably with his actions. I couldn't help thinking about Henry David Thoreau's essay on the duty of civil disobedience, writes Deborah Gottner of Greeley, Colorado. Just as Thoreau argued for the importance of each person following his or her conscience, regardless of the consequences, Matthew Diaz acted according to his conscience in naming the prisoners. I found myself cheering as I listened to him speak. And we'd like to listen to what you have to say. Write to us at npr.org/contact.